Father, I just ask that you speak through me today. I have these silly little notes, but Lord, you know what you can throw through me today. And Father, let it touch the people it needs to touch. Okay. Well, it is a happy new year. We're here. 2025 was a little tumultuous, needless to say. What's that? It's on. I'll speak a little louder. Sorry, Brother Eddie. Well, you know, beginning in the new year, so the title of my sermon today is New Beginnings, because we are starting a new year, and we're all going to hope and pray and that it's going to be a better year than it was last year. Although I thought in a lot of things it was very good, but there are a lot of things going on that could cause a lot of turmoil and cause a lot of turmoil in our hearts as we saw it going on in the world. So I'm going to take a quick, what I'd like to do to start out is everybody to take a quick look at your past. And try and remember a time in your lives when certain things occurred and what they were and what were your words or actions, especially if we were at a loss for words for what they were. And just take a moment and think about it and be quiet for a moment. Okay, now trying to remember some of the outcomes. Remember what happened. And look at where you are today. And look at how the outcomes came out. What did we do to help us through those things when we were going through them? I would say, trust in the Lord is what got us through it. At least everybody in this room, I'm sure. Isaiah 65:17 says, "See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind." Let's remember that. Remember that verse, because, you know, we're in a new year now. That's the things that happened in the past. Let's put them in the past. Because, you know, we got new beginnings in front of us. We have lots of opportunities going into this new year to go and see things that God's got in store for us. Let's be aware of them. Frankie said it right out. There was one job left, and I applied for it, and I got it. That's a new beginning for you. And it's probably something you've never done before. Now think about that. Frankie's going to step out in faith. He's going to do something he's never done before. You know, I'm here to say that if Frankie wasn't trusting in the Lord in this whole thing, he wouldn't even applied for the job. You know, that's the way God moves in our lives. He puts us in a position to do something, but we have to make the decision to do it. And a lot of those things are things that we've never done before or never attempted before. or things that we thought, well, I don't know how to do this, and how am I going to fix this, or how am I going to do that? You know, relying on the Lord, it can be easy and it can be really hard. Because when we're going through the stuff, it's really hard. Sometimes it's hard to remember who's in control. It's just like Oscar said when he was praying over the request today. We have to remember that he's in control. But sometimes when we're going through the stuff, it's pretty hard to remember that. Because all we're feeling is the pain and the suffering and the heartache and our brains going crazy over what's going to happen and what's not going to happen and how we're going to fix it and how we're not going to fix it and should I step in or should I not step in. You know, if you looked at the sign out in front when I changed it last week, it says, New Year, Trust God, New Life. I think that says it pretty straight up. Because that's what we have, a new life when we're walking with the Lord. We have it every day. I can remember when I first got saved, I knew that night that my life was never going to be the same. Now, was I fully understanding what it was going to be? No. But I knew that my way of thought and my way of acting and my way of doing things was going to change. And that was a new beginning for me. And I could say that it probably was for everybody in this room. You know, new beginnings are exciting. Mark was talking last week about newness and stuff. You know, we get a new this or we get a new that, and we're so excited. For me, it used to be, oh, I got a new car. I got something, man. I can't wait to get in this thing, you know. But what happens? 6 months down the road, it's still a car. It's just not new anymore. Or the first time somebody puts a ding in it in a parking lot, and you're going, oh, man, they tore up my new car. What are you laughing at, Oscar? But it's true. It is true. New things wear off. They wear away. We were talking in Sunday school today, and one of the things we were talking about where it says, I will make all things new. Or it will make all new things. There's, you know, that sounds the same, but it's not. You know, all new things is something made from scratch. All things new is something old that's refurbished and redone. See, our new beginning should be, we should be refurbished in the Lord every day. That's a new beginning for me. And I have to remind myself of that because his mercies are new every day. His grace is new every day. And his grace that he gave us yesterday might not be the same grace that he gives us today or the new mercy that he gives us today. But it's a new beginning because we can accept it for what it is. And we can be excited that we have it in our life. ...2026 is a new year. Lots of people are going to make resolutions or plans. You know, that's a big deal. Make your New Year's resolution. I laugh every year. I go to the gym. I went in the other day, and the people I go with have been going with me all along for a while. We all look at each other and say, well, it's packed, but by February 1st, it'll be empty again.
Me and Joe yesterday went and bought some donuts,
That's the way it used to be when I was in the car business. Last 2 weeks of December, man, made a whole lot of money. First 2 weeks of January, you never saw a soul. Yep. You know, it's what we want to accomplish this year. Do we want to accomplish new things this year for in our spiritual life? I know I do. I want to open the door, you know. Yep. It's a, yep. Yep. I know. I bet. Well, Randy, I think, you know, when I see you and I talk to you and I remember when you retired, would you ever thought you would be a paramedic? Enough said.
Before I retired, and I was struggling.
Yeah. Hard. You know, it's amazing what we get done. I remember when we lived in Florida, I was 59, I think. And I said, I'm going to take the real estate test. And I thought, I can't. She kept saying, you got to do it. And I said, I'd never be able to do that. I haven't been to school in 40 years. But I did it, and I passed it. And down in Florida, they don't tell you what your grade is. They just say you passed or you failed. And I walked up, and she said, you passed it. She said, you got to understand, only one. 90% of the people, it takes three times for them to pass it. I'm going, really? Now, you know, it's crazy. But isn't that what God does in our life? He finds ways to show you new things. You know, like I was saying before, you know, we're trying to accomplish stuff this year, and we lay out our plans, and we make the big vow to ourselves, we're going to do it, we're going to get it done. And I'm going to throw this in here because my buddy Uncle Tom Kadenkamp used to say it, how's that working out for you? Because when we're relying on ourselves, it doesn't work out as well. You know, we have to put our trust in the Lord and allow Him to do that, to show us some things that we need to know and how to do it. And I know for me, the more that I rely on myself, usually the more miserable it gets and the less gets accomplished. But you know, it's a new year again, like I said. So what is God going to do for us this year? What doors is He going to open for us this year that He's going to ask us to walk through? And He might open the door and we're going to be, I don't want to walk through there. But you know, if we do it, with our belief and our faith in the Lord, we're going to be amazed what happens. I'm here to say that I think that everybody in this room will probably be doing something for the Lord this year that you never thought you'd be doing. And be prepared. Be prepared. And how do I get prepared? Being in His Word, praying, sit down and talking to Him every day. I try and do that every day. First thing in the morning and last thing at night, I try and do that. Just talk to Him. Because I know that He's listening. And He knows my heart. And He knows your heart. Get deeper in the Lord this year. Because He's going to show you new and exciting things. About Him and about yourself. And that's the most important thing. Not only just know more about Him, but know more about yourself. Because you can change yourself. I was in a meeting yesterday, and the topic was self-knowledge. And it's amazing how little we know about ourselves. Listening to people talk and things like that, think, who are we? Who am I? What do I think? What is my perception of who I am? You know, God can show you that, who you are. He continually brings things into our lives to draw us closer to Him. We know that. I started this today by making you sit down and just remember things that happened in the past and how you got through them and how the Lord brought you through those situations. And how those situations brought you closer to Him. That's what He wants. He wants the closeness. He doesn't want the far-off relationship. He wants the close relationship. And the way we do that is by the things that happen and occur in our lives, and our trust grows in Him. He gives us a lot of do-overs. Make a lot of mistakes in our lives. Do things that we shouldn't be doing, or make mistakes. I call them mulligans for me. Mulligan is a good do-over in golf. I get a lot of mulligans. I can pull it out of the trees after I hit it in the trees for free. But He gives us a mulligan, and He gives us new thoughts and ideas on how to handle it. It's amazing. It's truly amazing what He does for us. The things He puts in our minds and in our hearts, what we can do, and how we can improve ourselves, and how we can improve our lives with Him in it. He gives us the strength to step out of our comfort zone. It's easy to be where in your comfort zone. It's really easy to be in a comfort zone. But you know something? If we're looking at new beginnings this year, we need to step out of there. Step out of that zone. It might not even be a giant step. It might be just a tiny step. But it's a step to move closer to the Lord. Because if we're doing that, that means we're listening to Him. We are listening to the Lord. Isaiah 43:19 says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it?" You know, He's doing a new thing in our lives today. It's a new year. And He's doing new things. Things we've never done. He's never done to it for us before. Lamentations 3:22-23. "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness." All you got to do is walk in the door and look at that. He never fails. He's never failed us once. We might have think He has, but here, we're all still sitting here. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come." We are His new creation. See, it goes back to what I said in the very beginning. All things new. See, He's rebuilding us every day. Every day. He doesn't have to start with a clean slate. He knows who we are. He's just refurbishing back to where we want to be. He wants us to be. And that's my goal this year. And I hope it's your goal this year, is allow the Lord to refurbish you and make you new every day. And be aware of what He's offering us every day. New mercies and new grace every day. Perceive it. Perceive the new things He's doing in your life. Walk in life with your eyes open and your mind open and your heart open. And I think you'll find that 2026 will really be a fantastic, fantastic year. And you'll see things happening around us that you never would have seen happen before, because God's moving in all of it. Things happen in places in the world that you never would have seen happen before, because God's moving in all of it. So, with that, I'm going to say, Happy New Year, enjoy 26, and God bless you all. Amen.
Safe this year for everything that you've done for us. And we ask you, Lord, to let us be a blessing.